Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're
Marvelicious. Welcome to issue number 22 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And we have a stressful show for you this week. Totally stressful. Marjorie and I have been living in nothing but stress for the past couple weeks. This is why the show's a few days late coming out.
Well, you've been living in a stressful world. I'm okay.
Well, first of all, we were completely involved in the touchpad mania, the HP touchpads. I don't know, Justin, have you been following touchpad mania?
Only so much as that you've kept me informed. Like, I woke up one morning to a message from you about how they were on clearance. That was the first thing I saw that day, and I was aroused and confused all at once.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's good to know my text messages to you are so arousing.
not arousing, but all right, fine. You gave me a stiff hoodie with the text about the HP touchpad.
Well, here's the thing is, I've had a stiff hoodie for my coworker's iPad 2 for quite some time lately. My iPad is just not pulling it. And because of the Archangel variant figure, I'm a subscriber to the Marvel DCU and just very frustrated that my iPad can't show me the Flash comics. And I've been actually working pretty hard because Marjorie's been kind of bugging me. She's like, I want to read those X-Men comics by Claremont. And she wants them digitally and the way the DCU has them looking all crisp and clean and recolored and like a modern comic. And I haven't been able to get them to you on the iPad at all.
And I'm not being a diva. I actually have eyesight issues and that's how I can see them best.
Yes. So I'd been trying to find apps that would do Flash on the iPad and just nothing was working. And then I wake up one Monday morning to find out the touchpads are going away. They do Flash. And by the way, they're $99.
Wowzers.
So you might say I became a little bit obsessive.
You are obsessive.
We've ended up with three so far. I'm still looking for a fourth. I had decided if I could only get one, though, it was going to go to Marjorie so she could read those X-Men comics.
And you're the best husband ever.
And then I ended up getting one for myself so I could also use our DCU subscription. But I want to let our listeners know, these things are kind of hard to come by anymore. But if you've paid, how much was it for that Archangel figure? 65?
Yeah. I mean, 65 bucks on site for the yearly subscription plus the figure. But yeah.
Yeah. If you've already paid for that and they've already done two exclusive figures, Nick Fury and Archangel, you can figure this is going to keep coming. You might as well use it. And even on eBay, you can get these tablets for around $200, which is twice what HP's selling them for. But you've got to be pretty crazy and sit outside in lines overnight in order to get them at the $100 mark. And really, isn't your comfort worth that extra $100?
I saw an article today that said that HP is expecting one final batch of these things to come over yet. So there still may be more hitting the market.
Yeah, but I think they're mostly spoken for at this point. People have been subscribing through HP's website, so it remains to be seen. But I want to let our listeners know that, yeah, these do flash and they are great for the Marvel DCU comics. So if you want a way to read these Marvel comics that you get when you buy a figure, that's how I look at it. Buy the figure, get a year's comics for free. The touchpad's the way to go. And also, I headed over to skinit.com and I took some photographs like of the Galactus package from the San Diego Comic-Con Galactus box, and they made me a nice skin for the back of my touchpad.
Oh, and then you just put it on yourself. It's like a sticky application.
It's a vinyl protective skin and removes with no residue. Skinit.com. They don't seem to care about trademarks.
There's your commercial.
Now, a question I would have is like a Mac guy who doesn't really have access to a Windows computer anywhere. Would I still be somebody who could use an HP tablet?
Why, yes, Justin, you can.
Awesome.
We swing both ways in this household, too. I mean, pretty much we're just Apple, but now with the HP tablet, I'm swinging both ways, and I used to not.
And I'm a very happy man. But honestly, you don't even need to hook the tablet up to a computer. It does everything over the air. You can when wow. you hook it up and you want to put files on it, it acts like a USB drive. It's actually a lot easier than an iPad to get files on.
Well, now you kind of got me wanting one. Your infomercial has worked. Where can I apply?
You can't. I've just made you want something you cannot have.
It is three easy payments at $39.99 for Arnie's secrets on how to get a touchpad.
I think Arnie actually has 20 of these things, and he's just trying to drive up artificial demand. He's going to have people paying him $600 for these things by the end of the run.
Well, speaking of people driving up demand, I also want to give a little shout out to Jerry. He did a timely review last week and talked about some of those old Toy Biz figures and talked about how these translucent Venoms were the best Venom figures ever made. And, you know, I'd been going to my comic book store every week and looking at those exact two Venom figures every week. And Jerry talks about them, and those aren't at the comic book store anymore. They're in my collection.
Marjorie, are you buying that? Are you buying that that was Jerry's fault?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things in this household are Jerry's fault. It's usually Jerry. I'm not going to lie. Jerry has cost us a lot of money. Scott from Tulsa has cost us a lot of money.
Justin
has cost us a lot of money.
If I ever get a hold of that guy.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, but he keeps texting Arnie with toys to buy. And oh, my gosh.
Justin, I think you'd like this Venom, though. The black one has translucence fading into his hands.
Oh, see? Don't make me track down toys that are hard to find.
It's karma.
It's going to get me.
And then there's the all clear one, which I actually find more comical than Jerry. Jerry thinks it's legitimately cool. I think it's kind of amusing.
I think it's good translucent because it's icy. It's not like your usual milky. It's very clear. I like it. He's still got screwed up hands.
See, for me personally, I think the reason I've been able to stay away from the older Toy Biz figures is that I didn't have those growing up. So I don't have any sentimental attachment to those figures per se. And so I can look at them and think, oh, that's cool. You know, it's a whole different history of action figures that I wasn't paying attention to back then.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm just picking up the ones that are cool. And honestly, like, I picked up the all stealth one for $7.99 and it retailed for $5.49 at Walmart. So it's not like I'm paying an arm and a leg for these things.
Yeah, just a little bit of inflation.
Well, and the guy usually cuts us a deal because we shop there all the time. Every Wednesday, we go have a Euro at Yanni's and go to the comic book store next door.
New comic day.
Yeah. We have a really weird life, I guess.
So, yeah, I'm kind of going through all the symbiotes. I picked up Carnage next.
See, you're going through what I did with the Toy Biz and Marvel Legends, though. I had a hard time tracking down, like, say, Toxin in the Marvel Legends line. That's a difficult one to find.
Well, let's stop talking about old toys and talk about some new toys in
the Spectacular Store Report.
Well, if you've been to Target lately, you're going to notice that they've finished their toy reset aisle and some of their cap stuff has started to go on clearance. Not all of it, but only that weird little fire and ice pack so far has hit the clearance shelf. The comic packs haven't gone there yet, and neither have the deluxe figures.
I found it amusing because it's an end cap.
Yeah, and we kept talking about the cap end cap.
I couldn't believe that we hunted these down just a month and a half ago and paid $20, and now they're sitting there for $5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there trying to think if I need them for custom fodder or toys for tots.
Custom what, Arnie?
That's the problem. They've already made enough Red Skulls. I don't need to custom any more Red Skulls.
Well, you could get some and you could take that cap in there and you could paint them into a normal looking cap. You know, just get some blue and paint over those pants and there you go.
But yeah, Target had quite a bit of sales. They were doing buy one, get one free with the figures also on sale for $6.99 down from $7.99. They were doing this for Marvel Universe and for the Spider-Man figures. Now, I wasn't able to get any of the Marvel Universe figures. They didn't have any of the new ones that are showing up. The colorful Doctor Strange, the upside down Scarlet Spider, Scar that actually says Scar on the base. But do you remember the very first Marvelicious Toys we did almost a full year ago? And I'm like, well, that Spider-Man line of figures. I'm not going to buy Spider-Man in a ninja outfit. And I'm not going to buy Spider-Man with a snowboard. Apparently, at buy one, get one free, $6.99, yes, I am.
However, if the listeners had listened to our Star Wars podcast, they would know that you're a big liar.
I'm full of it?
Yes, you're full of it. Because I've been down this path. I'm 12 years of this. Oh, I'm not going to buy that. It's stupid. Yeah, guess what you're buying next week then?
It just takes a good BOGO sale to get you buying stuff that you wouldn't necessarily buy.
Yes, because that's what happened like with the HP touchpad.
Exactly. Well, here's what happened is it was a gateway drug because I started buying the villains.
Here's what happened.
And the villains like Rhino were cool and Venom and kept adding to them. And then the next thing was the first non-comic realistic one I picked up, and it was because he was on clearance, was Doc Ock. And he kind of looks like a hipster doofus with his little soul patch.
He does look like a hipster doofus.
Yeah.
Now, that line has two versions of Doc Ock already. There's that one and then another one that's a little more orangey in his paint apps. And I think they might be different sculpts even.
And then if you get the 3-pack at Toys R Us, he comes with blue gummy tentacles.
Oh, that's right. They have those kind of translucency 3-packs I keep skipping.
Yeah, me too. But at a buy one, get one sale, since I had done that, I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll pick up a couple of the cool Spider-Men because I got a lot of his villains now. So I grabbed the super articulated, super posable Spider-Man, which actually looks about as good as a Marvel Universe figure in the paint app. I'm pretty happy with this one.
Yeah, I got that one too. And I mean, super articulated. I mean, that's debatable. Is he more articulated than the rest of the Spider-Man figures? Yes. But is he as articulated as your basic Marvel Universe figure? No. But hey, you could set this guy up next to any Marvel Universe figure and it won't look out of place. He's not as cartoony or comic-y as the rest of the ones in that line.
There's a lot of good detail in the webbing on his suit. In my opinion, I think his torso's too long and skinny and he looks kind of funky that way. Like, he'd stand out as emaciated, going to the gym too much, vomiting too much Spider-Man. But
what bothers me is the blue of his pants does not at all match the blue of his top. It's like he tried to make a suit out of pants and a sport coat.
He dressed in the dark. That's all it was. The lights are off. He didn't want to wake up Mary Jane. He got the wrong spider suit top with the wrong spider suit bottom. You know what's happened, Justin. Come on.
At least he's got matching socks on. You know, it would be embarrassing to have one black sock and one red Spider-Man sock.
That's
on.
True.
Or if he accidentally grabbed the boot from the next figure I picked up, black costume glider Spider-Man. Now, this one was a little bit of an impulse buy because he's not really black costume so much as he's cobalt blue metallic costume.
Yeah, he's kind of shimmery.
I wish that was nail polish. That's a nice color. What? I'm not kidding. It's nice.
Take Spider-Man into your nail salon and say, yes, I want my nails to look like this. But it's kind of cool with the silver spider on the chest. So that was my get one free when I did the buy one of the super posable. But that just led me down a really bad path because, well,
I've never known you to go down a good path.
Wait a minute. Am I going to find out that you're a completionist on this line all of a sudden?
Well, I've got snowboarding Captain America from the Captain America line, so I felt that snowboarding Spider-Man was necessary to keep him company.
You can't snowboard alone. You just can't. You need a buddy.
And then Sky Speed Spider-Man, another kind of classical Spider-Man in the red and blue. Not too bad. And he hangs with a suction cup web.
Well, I don't have a feeling that you're saving the worst figure for last.
Well, then we have Shockproof Spider-Man, which will be good whenever I get that Shocker figure that's so hard to find. I need something that can hold
up. How does he know which one he's going to battle each day? Because this is very complicated to which suit he's going to wear. Does he schedule his melees?
Now, what's actually funny is in the comic, he has a quilted suit specifically for when he goes up against the Shocker. But
how does he know?
Well, he goes and he loses to Shocker and then goes home and gets the quilted outfit.
Wouldn't it be easier just to wear the quilted outfit all the time?
Well, no, because it hampers dexterity. And
maybe he ought not to fight the Shocker anymore.
It does sound like he's scheduling his fights.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, he needs a good personal assistant or something, because this could all be avoided.
But sadly, this isn't a quilted outfit so much as it is, like, samurai armor-looking Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think I remember picking that one up when the line first came out. It was kind of fun-looking. That's how I quickly realized that the articulation on most of these figures wasn't anything that would keep me completely interested in the line.
I'm sorry, this one's crap. His accessories are hot pink, first of all.
They're translucent hot pink.
Yeah, nothing else on Spider-Man's hot pink. His outfit, is it accurate?
No.
Okay, it's atrocious. It's like all over the map. There's no symmetry. It's like he let a 4-year-old dress him. It's terrible.
Well, we've talked about it before. What this Spider-Man line is what that Batman line used to be, where it was Batman.
In banana yellow.
I don't know that line.
Yeah, well, they did that with Batman and other during with Spider-Man. I did get a really cool one, the Ben Reilly Spider-Man, which actually is just called Web Strike Spider-Man, but it's quite clearly the Ben Reilly Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah, with the wrist shooters.
This one's kind of bad.
Why'd you buy it?
It's web-slinging Spider-Man, and it looks like he's in a swimsuit.
Why did you buy it if it's bad? No
because
answer.
Because it was BOGO.
No answer. But you got to pick the O.
Yeah, I bet you were charged for that one, and you got another one free. So, in effect, you paid for that figure.
Then there was Mega Arm Spider-Man, where he decided to steal Doc Ock's gummy arms and use them.
This is just getting funny. Come on. Seriously, you bought all these?
They're only $3.50 a piece.
That's the thing. There's a game. We could play Fiercest Foes. Then there's Blaster Armor Spider-Man.
Again, hot pink. In a weird outfit.
I think at this point, we've officially paid more attention to this line than the team at Hasbro that created them.
This one I like in a, like, bootleg Brazilian Mexican figure way.
Except it's not.
It's not, but it looks like it is. Web Shield Spider-Man.
It looks like he's a lucha libre.
He does!
Wrestler. What is that a thumb thing? What is that? Is that to put on your thumb?
No, it's his helmet.
It looks like a thumb thing, like you were going to thumb wrestle. Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
She just saw it on him.
Didn't it look like a thing for thumb wrestling?
It does look like 1, 2, 3, 4 Spider-Mans in a thumb war.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound like speciest or anything, but all these Spider-Men look the same to me. You know?
God, you're a spiderist, Justin. I can't. Oh, man. I wish I'd have known this before.
Then there's Web Blast Spider-Man, which is kind of cool. I like the very fine paint job of the spider on his chest. The rest of it's kind of silly, but I like the detail on that spider.
Does he have web orgy, Spider-Man? Because he has web everything else.
No, but everything is web. It got very confusing which ones of these I'd already gotten.
Wow, that's actually foul on the back.
Where he's shooting the web cannon?
Yeah.
Fortunately, they changed it from milky white to translucent purple from the prototype on the back. Because when it was milky white, yeah, it looked a little bad.
Are these numbered? Is this a numbered collection or are they just...
They just named? Are. There's no they numbers. And then the one that made me hang my head in shame and not tell Marjorie until this very call that I have purchased these. When I said I'm never buying Ninja Spider-Man, I bought Ninja Spider-Man.
There it is. With this serrated steak knife samurai sword.
Wow. Really? That's ridiculous.
He was already that far down the rabbit hole.
That's kind of how it happened, is in for a penny and for $3.99.
It's too bad that Target, when they were having the sale, hadn't seen the newer waves with Lizard and Scorpion and all those guys. That would have been a nice way to pick up some of those. But there's, as ridiculous as some of these are, like the concepts, I think, got a little better as the line has gone on. They're still ridiculous as far as like realistic Spider-Man scenarios might go, but the figures are looking better and better.
I completely agree. Our sponsor, Backstage Toys, sent me to review a Lizard and a Scorpion figure. And the Lizard figure is off the hook cool. It's big, you know, like kind of like Rhino was, and it's just got a massive tail. And even though he doesn't fit quite right with the Marvel Universe figures because he's too bright of a green, he's got to go with, you know, my Ninja Spider-Man or something in order to fit in. He really has a great sculpt, a great tongue, a great outfit. I love that Lizard figure.
He's got a poseable tail, which I think is a very big plus with this, because remember we talked about the Marvel Universe one, and that tail was in the way. Or was it Marvel? What was it?
Mini-Mates.
Yeah, Mini-Mates, and that tail was a pain in the butt, pun intended. But that's nice, it's a poseable tail. It's sad that is he not articulated except for the tail?
Well, he's got articulated arms, knees, elbows, neck.
Yeah, and usually on a figure like that, you would expect them to throw in a hokey play feature, you know, some snap forward arm or, you know, whip slashing tail or something. They didn't. You know, it's just a straight up figure. Maybe a bit bright like Arnie said, but it's a good fig.
It is. It's neon green.
And then Scorpion isn't quite comic accurate with the outfit. He's got kind of a snake eyes mask going on. But if you're going to be a little stylized, I think they did great. They gave him also a great tail. They added a play feature, but it's a non-obtrusive play feature where the tail can shoot a rocket.
I dig the Scorpion too. The cool metallic paint app on him is awesome. And the one detail that I thought was really neat is on his head. The head is cast in like a translucent yellow and then painted over, except for his eyes. So he has these nice translucent see-through eyes.
That is very cool. I wondered how they did that. But yeah, it has a great effect to it. So I think you're right, Justin. I think that while some of these snowboarding Spider-Man are a little silly, the line's really improved. I never have seen these two in stores. I hear you say that they're at some Walmarts, not at my Walmarts. And Backstage Toys does have a lot of these Spider-Man figures in stock. If you need Scorpion, if you need Lizard, or if you need Space Crusader Spider-Man, Dive Attack Spider-Man, a lot of the Spider-Man and other Marvel figures, you can find it all at our sponsor, BackstageToys.com, and we thank them for their support of Marvelicious Toys.
Well, just in time for the BOGO sale to be over at Target, it seems like new stuff is starting to show up in quite a few places. I've seen Walmart getting new stuff, and Target's getting new stuff. And what I'm seeing most of is this Wave 14 revision case that's got, you know, some carry forwards like the Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Spider and a few of those. But also shipping some of the figures that you might have missed previously. And of note is the old school Miss Marvel figure, the short haired one that came out second, I think, out of the three that have been released now.
And I've never been able to find her, so I'm going to have to keep my eyes open for this case.
Yeah, and I mean, also in that case is I saw Dark Daredevil.
And he shipped very briefly about 6 months ago or so, right? The kind of brownish red, ruddy Daredevil.
Yeah, he was with that big glut of the revision, you know.
Right when Clear Vision started to show up.
Yeah, that awesome time of our lives. But yeah, I mean, it's good to see. I've been hitting some Walmarts that had previously discontinued carrying Marvel Universe, and they're starting to bring them back in now. So that's good for the line that some of these stores that, for whatever reason, stop carrying them or bringing them back and bringing them back in pretty good numbers.
At our Walmarts, we've been finding the new three packs of figures, and these are pretty cool. I think that the hard one to find is going to be X-Force because it has Deadpool, and for some reason, people just go nuts over Deadpool. He's like the Boba Fett of the Marvel Universe. But this is a pretty good pack. It's got X-Force Wolverine, which is... This is the first time we've gotten X-Force Wolverine in 3 3/4, isn't it?
I don't know about the X-Force team colors, but like we've had a black and gray Wolverine before. It's not this one. This is a different based body, but one of the earlier Marvel Universe figures was painted in this scheme.
That's right.
The gray and
that's
black. Right. And I believe that one was kind of hard to find. And I know I have them laying around somewhere, but that came out at a time when there were so many Wolverine figures out between the Marvel Universe and the Wolverine X-Men Origins line. But yeah, this is the first time that, well, this is the second time we've seen this sculpt. This is the same sculpt as far as the body goes that was in the deluxe two-pack Wolverine that came with, I think it was Blob. I can't even remember at this point, but it was the cool Wolverine with the mask off, but his mask hung around his neck. It was a very hard to find two pack. I only saw it one or two times. But yeah, it's the first time we've seen this body being reused for Wolverine in a while. And I welcome it. It's a nice sculpt.
But didn't we just get this Warpath? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, now he's gray instead of silver. But as I was photographing these, I didn't realize that we had so many Warpaths already. Between this and then the revision red and blue one that we got. And then the one that came, well, it's not Warpath, but the one that came in the giant X-Men pack, which is based off of the Warpath sculpt. There's four figures based on this sculpt already, with very little difference between the four of them.
And then Deadpool in the X-Force colors. Not too bad of a figure there. I like the gray. I think I like him better in red, but...
Yeah.
I like the gray of all three of them together, though. If it was just one, you'd be like, eh.
Yeah, that's one thing I'll say. They did a great job of making sure the paint apps were consistent through all three figures. You know, it's the right gray and the right black on all of them, so they don't look like they came from different batches or different manufacturing times.
Then we get the Avengers, which is technically a five-pack if you count Wasp and Ant-Man as tiny little things, and it comes with an insect for Ant-Man to fly around on.
At first, I was really impressed with that. I'm like, wow, they got it's a tiny little fly, and it's got wings. And I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute, you can get a bag of tiny little flies around Halloween time. Like 100 of them or a buck, you know? So I'm like, wait a minute. Let's not be impressed over that. But
now, Justin, have you got this pack with the Avengers?
I do have this back.
Is your Thor have a really bad paint job on his face, like he was applying too much base?
It's what they use for accent, yeah.
He looks a little too reddish, maybe, in the face.
I don't know. He reminds me of Tim Curry from Rocky Horror.
I don't know why.
Too much face makeup. I also like on this pack that they actually put the inscription on Mjolnir.
I didn't notice that. Is that the same? Yeah, see, that's the same. This is nearly the exact same Thor that came in the earlier comic pack version, just a different head and slightly different colors.
And a much worse paint job.
Yeah, too much John Boehner spray tan going on there. And actually, I'd say maybe even a step backwards in the head sculpt department. The other one seems a little more, I don't know, detailed. But yeah, it seems like they both have that hammer inscription on them. But the Hulk, as far as I can tell, uses a lot of new parts. He's got a new head, and it has that new double hinge neck that some of the Hulks have started to have. So there may be some, you know, scar parts in here and some World War Hulk parts in here. But as far as a basic Hulk, it's the first time basic Hulk has had the swivel mid-thighs and all that good stuff. So while I'm not a huge fan of this particular Hulk head, I've never been a big fan of the bucket head. I like that we're getting a newer and better Hulk than what we've had in the past.
And they can always just pop the head off and put on a 80s head or a modern head and have still the good body.
Exactly.
The only thing I don't like about him is the pants. The pants end in a very weird spot on his upper thigh, and he looks kind of like a male stripper with those pants. Not that I know what male strippers wear.
He's wearing boxer briefs here, yeah. You're right.
They're like little, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like he's in an ad and showing them to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, I mean, aside from sculpting pants down further and keeping that articulation cut in there, I'm not sure what more they could have done. I mean, it would have looked weird if they would have kept the paint going a little further.
They need to give him Chance-like thing.
Yeah, and have it ripped and everything. Yeah, basically what we have here is a naked Hulk buck. So if you want to get out the spray paint can and paint him, you know, gray, you have a naked Hulk body there for all your naked Hulk needs.
Then you can do some soft goods. Just head over to the clothing store. You tear him out at the knees. Meagle him up.
Oh, boy. This has descended.
Into dressing up our dollies.
Yep. What's with the Hulk's face expression?
Well, that's kind of how it was in the 60s.
And I'm sorry, I hate that Iron Man. I just don't like it.
I love the gold they used. I'm glad that they didn't go overly metallic with it, but yet it's not overly plasticky. I think they did it just right.
Yeah, and we got, you know, I don't know if it's a new head. I'm pretty sure it is, but it looks like a different sculpt on the mouth. And we got a new collar piece there. So this is slightly different from the original Iron Man one that it was based on.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's very retro to me. You know, since Marjorie's just now starting to read the comics, I read this comic back when I was 15. And so seeing it in plastic is just really making me kind of happy. But nothing can make me as happy as Herbie the Robot.
He still reminds me of Alfie. Did you have Alfie as a kid?
No, I didn't have Alfie.
I know what you mean.
Alfie. He was a little learning toy that looked like that.
My friend had him. Yes, he does. You're right. I was thinking he looks a little like Wally in some ways.
I can see that too.
I love that on the back they gave him a 3-prong electrical outlet.
Yeah, but it's female. So he's the power source?
It's in the back. Oh, boy, Justin. You just gave me nasty thoughts.
Oh, boy. You guys got some issues.
My only problem is his legs aren't poseable, so he does not want to stand up worth a darn.
Now, that's the pack that I have not picked up yet for a couple reasons. One, it's shipping 2 per case, and I see it at almost every Walmart I go to, even when all the other ones are gone. And I keep looking at that thing. And I think, do I need yet another thing now only with short pants on instead of a Speedo? And I don't know that I do. But then, you know, there's a Mr. Fantastic in there and I need him. We haven't had Mr. Fantastic yet.
I know. He's the one who's been missing. And I like that he's in like a T-shirt.
The problem is that he doesn't match up with any of the 6 or 7 Johnny Storms that we've gotten so far in color.
I'm surprised that they didn't give us an interchangeable extended arm. I mean, really, how am I supposed to recreate the wedding scene from the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie without an extendable arm? And then we get another Sue Storm. Sadly, no translucence, no invisibility on the Invisible Woman.
And that's the other reason why I haven't picked it up yet. Invisible Woman needs to be invisible, or at least partially invisible, right?
I like the outfit. I think they picked a good time since they're doing three packs to do the Fantastic Three, as this happened to come out right during the short period of time that Johnny Storm is dead.
Well, and also that Comic-Con tell us that they have plans to put this pack out in the future as the Freedom Foundation colors. I know we saw a picture of the Freedom Foundation Spider-Man, which I think is an individual carded figure coming next year.
Mm-hmm. I would like that. What I have seen online are some pictures of what looks like a variant pack that does have a semi-translucent Sue Storm, and everybody else looks about the same.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm kind of hoping is real and kind of biding my time waiting for.
It looks like Thing may have lighter pants in the photo I'm looking at of that pack, too. But he's still wearing shants.
Shants. The picture that you're talking about that's floating around out there, if that's true, I hope that it's still just kind of a prototype shot, because for one thing, Sue Storm isn't translucent enough. She's kind of milky translucent. And also, her arms don't match up. She's got one arm that's going translucent from a long sleeve, while her other totally visible arm is short sleeve.
You're right. That's crappy.
So I'm hoping that's a prototype, and what the final product, if this is real and does come out, is a more translucency and more just long sleeve or short sleeve, one or the other, pick one.
Now, also at Walmart, we finally found they had one of the Spider-Man Squinky container.
And it has an exclusive Squinky in it, so I had to have it. And
it
I
actually has four of them.
Yeah, but we already have those. I already have these guys. I already have Wolverine and Spider-Man. I do too.
So there's no difference to those?
Oh, wait, no, it is a different Wolverine.
Yeah, they're different painted.
Yeah, they're differently painted. It's brown and yellow and black instead of blue and yellow and black Wolverine. And Spidey, I can't tell the difference.
Spider-Man, I really couldn't tell the difference on, I gotta say.
But they're the same sculpts. They're just maybe painted differently.
Correct.
Wolverine is the same sculpt, but it's in his brown outfit. Spider-Man appears to be a slightly different sculpt. Like, his arms are out a little more, and maybe it's just a variant in manufacturing, but it seems like his hands stick out just a little bit more than they used to. And he's got just a little bit more detail on him. Like, the last one had a black spider on the back, and this one has a red spider on the back. So, a very, very minor difference there. And this is our first time ever getting a Doc Ock. There was no Doc Ock before.
Interesting. So what's in those blind balls then?
Well, three of the balls are empty.
What?
Well, they're balls for the three that are shown. But then there's a mystery ball.
Yeah, this is a completely useless toy. I'm going to have to go right on a limb and say it. Because you put your little squinky balls in Spider-Man's head, and then there's like this little fake money. It's kind of like Canadian money. And you put it in Spider-Man's pecs, twist the knob, and the coins come out of his butts, and you get a squinky ball.
Let me get this straight. You twist the knob.
Yes.
And the balls come out of where?
The front, but then the coin comes out of his butt. It's a orange goblin. I'm disappointed.
Hobgoblin.
I'm disappointed.
It's Hobgoblin.
But I'm disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
I wanted different ones. I didn't want repaints. They cheated me. If all series 3 and 4 is just going to be his repaints, I'm going to be pissed.
It's actually a new sculpt, though, because Green Goblin had big ears and a different hood. It's a totally new figure.
Okay, it's a new figure.
It's just
I don't like him,
Goblin.
Though.
You don't like Hobgoblin?
No.
I think he's kind of rocking.
I think he's pretty cool. I don't know if this bodes well for the line of Squinkies going forward, but it seems like Squinkies are blowing up. Like, every toy aisle has a big display, and they have all kinds of different licenses. I've seen they had the Cars license, and I think they have a Hot Wheels license, and then all these girl properties.
I still don't know what they do.
Well, that's the thing, is when I was at Target, they had a big display there. It says, collect 'em, battle 'em. And I'm like, how am I supposed to battle
do
these
I throw things? Them at you?
And in the corner, it says, roll the battle dice. Where the hell do I get battle dice?
What? Battle dice?
Yeah.
Is there a game board?
Not that I can see, but in the display, it's got all those different Squinkies you talk about, including all the Marvel Squinkies on display. And it specifically says, roll the battle dice, pick your Squinkies, battle them.
Huh.
I want to know how I battle my Squinkies and where these dice come from. I need dice, damn it.
I have a few extra ones from my Clone Wars action figures that I can send you.
It's kind of what they look like, too. They're blue dice with weird symbols.
Huh. Yeah, I think for me, like, right now, they're easy enough to be a completionist on, except for maybe now you have to spend $25 to get the Hobgoblin and the set and the repaints. I don't know that I can be on board with this line, but I, you know, if I was like in third or fourth grade, I could see being just completely nuts over these. You know, even though they don't do anything, it's just that type of thing that when you're in grade school, they seem easy to collect and trade and end up with a bunch of them in your pocket and you come home at the end of the day with them.
Well, where I feel bad is that we traveled to three different cities and bought about $100 worth of blind packaged ones. Marjorie makes fun of my little Ninja Spider-Man purchase, never mind the fact that she had so many Squinkies that she was making jewelry out of them because she had the spares. And then they come out with the sets where you just get all of them for $10.
Yeah, Americans don't like this blind packaging, and that's not fair because I wasted money.
But it was those Captain America squinky earrings that got you approached by Marvel.com and
Grace Randolph
and interviewed at Comic-Con, an interview that they said would be posted along with several other interviews done, not just you. They didn't just hold out on you, and they've never posted their Comic-Con videos that I can see. I'm still asking the listeners and the listeners who work at Marvel, where's the video? Send us a link. Am I missing it? Am I blind, or is it not out?
So, you know that the giant packs that are on clearance at Walmart right now, that, you know, you got Giant Man. Well, I've heard, I have yet to see him yet, but I've been hitting them. TJ Maxx and Marshalls are getting the original release of those in with the original Giant Man and variant. And I know for a fact that variant set never showed up in my area. All I could ever find was the red and blue version of Giant Man. And I need to find the blue and yellow version. So I heard that those are showing up for $9.99, $10 over at TJ Maxx and Marshall stores.
Well, I know where I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, talk about a great price for those sets.
That, oh, wow. I'm not going to say how much I paid on eBay for those. So
yeah.
The cooler.
Yeah, that was the set where it was just two of them again. You know, you had the giant scroll, and I think that came with a Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I personally never saw the variant on that one, so I'm gonna be hitting my Marshalls and TJ Maxx pretty hard this week, hoping to find that. And Toys R Us has finally come to their senses and seen that maybe $18 isn't the right price for the 6-inch Iron Man Avengers line.
Have they made it 22 now?
No, I said they came to their senses. They actually brought it down to $14.99 to be in line with what, you know, now that Target has them on the shelves too, they're the same price. So, and if you haven't seen those, I know Target's getting mostly wave one of those, which has, you know, the War Machine and Iron Man and Titanium Man and whatnot. But the series two has been a little bit harder to find because that's the one with Crimson Dynamo and that cool white and black War Machine. Well, my Toys R Us recently just got in a whole boatload of those, like 6 pegs worth. So there's some hope that those are going to be showing up all over the place. If you miss those, don't go paying crazy eBay Arnie prices just yet.
I didn't eBay those. I went to shopjustin.com.
Yeah, but you could have waited just one more month
and save yourself $6. Oh, a Tony Stark in the hand, right? Well, when we were done at Wizard World last time, Marjorie and I went to the mall up there in Chicago and hit up the Disney store. We don't have a Disney store in our town, so we, now that they have all this Marvel stuff at Disney, we went in there and checked it out. They had plenty of the Bamfing Nightcrawler variant pack of X-Men. So if you're still looking for those, definitely hit up a Disney store if there's one near you. They also had in stores the Hawkeye Marvel Select, that is the Disney store exclusive. Those are also available online. They're releasing like one every other week, it seems. So keep up with our Facebook page. We'll announce when these other Avengers go up. Seeing the Hawkeye in person, he was good, but I'm not a completionist on that line by any means, and he was an easy, easy pass just because of the space he takes up.
Yeah, even if I did see him in person, I don't know how tempted I'd be. I've kept a pretty hard line on that Marvel Select. You know, I try to keep it just to the big, bulky figures.
Yeah, I'm real happy. That was the weekend I picked up the Red Hulk, and so I'm good having my three Hulks and my Juggernaut. It's a great line, my Black Cat. I've got a few others, my movie realistic Thors, and the Wolverine that Marjorie insisted we get. But I'm not a completionist. Hawkeye, it's Hawkeye, you know? Not my favorite character. Maybe he will be after Avengers. He cameo was great in Thor, but at the moment, I found him an easy pass. I do love him in the Avengers parody YouTube videos, though. I think Hawkeye's one of my favorites on there.
Think you need some shots.
But I did impulse buy a couple of coffee mugs that they had there.
Yeah, because they're giant and hold half a pot of coffee.
I really think they're supposed to be soup mugs, but I'm not a morning person.
That's a lot of soup, though.
I think that's what they're supposed to be for, is, you know, the cup of soup, because it specifically says dishwasher and microwave safe.
Okay.
So I think these are like for kids when they have like their cup of Campbell's soup. But for me, I'm looking at it and I'm like, the best part of waking up is a giant ass Spidey cup.
Those are hot chocolate cups is what those are. You can make an extra heaping huge marshmallow overflowing cup of hot chocolate.
The Spider-Man one has some pretty cool art on it, actually. I'm actually digging this. And yeah, Marjorie, this is my coffee cup on Fridays when I've just had enough of the week. And they were having a sale, buy one, get one half off. And so I picked up just a general Marvel logo type thing with all the heroes. I'm kind of getting sick of this kind of art with the blue background. It's on everything, right?
We see, well, that will be my cup then.
On so many things. It's cool to have all the heroes, but it's feeling a little played out. But it was cheap and it's a giant ass coffee mug. I think it could have had Mickey on it. I still would have bought one extra just so I could have this much coffee in the morning.
How many ounces is that?
It doesn't say. But it is dishwasher safe, which is a plus versus all of those soda glasses we have.
Hmm. Well, that's what we found in stores. So now let's head over to our
Sales to Astonish.
Well, it's happened. Calendars are showing up in Barnes & Noble. Christmas is coming.
Wait a minute. Candy just showed up at Target for Halloween. How can Christmas be coming already?
Well, the craft stores have all their Christmas stuff out already. Walgreens has Christmas stuff out already. There's no Halloween. It's over with.
Halloween is so June.
Yeah. Hello. The candy's already in clearance, Justin.
Well, if you need to stock up with some 2012 calendars, megacalendars.com is the place to go. They've got your movie calendars for Captain America and Thor. They've got a Marvel Heroes calendar, a special edition Marvel of Heroes calendar, an X-Men First Class calendar that's for the comic, not the movie, because Marvel didn't make that movie, so they're capitalizing and yet still giving them the finger all at once. And then the one that actually seems to be one of the hardest ones to get and actually goes up in value on the secondary market because of pervs like me, the Women of Marvel 2012 calendar.
Hey, how'd you know that was the one I was looking at?
Is it the Black Widow on the cover with her front unzipped almost to her navel?
The one I'm looking at has She-Hulk on the front and Miss Marvel.
Yeah, Black Widow's just to their left.
Oh, okay, I'm already looking at the back. Oh, yep, I see her there. There's actually She-Hulk's breasticles that stood out to me. I was like, they made She-Hulk sexy.
She-Hulk's always been sexy. In the 90s She-Hulk comic, she was like the Cindy Crawford of the Marvel Universe. She was a lawyer, supermodel, and could kick ass.
Let's face it, the women of Marvel don't look like Fat Mama.
Wow,
you know
Fat
who she
Mama
is,
reference
right?
From the Stan Lee Who Wants to Be a Superhero. Props to you.
Thank you. But this is what women of Marvel look like. The Black Cat is pretty cool, though.
The Black Cat does rock, I guess.
And it's really not all that TNA or TNA-ish. Take your pick. I mean, sure, they're sexy women and they're a little bit over-exaggerated, but they're not, I don't know. I don't feel like they're doing the same thing like Power Girl in the DC universe where she's got, you know, boobs on display and that's the main thing you're supposed to be looking at. Like, the art is still the main idea here.
Have you seen Dagger? She's not in this calendar, but Dagger is, in my opinion, kind of got the boob window going for Marvel.
It's hard to tell in this little preview picture, but I can't tell what Mystique is doing down there. Is she doing a handstand?
I think she's like laying on a beach pose.
And right above her, I'm not sure who that is. She might be topless. Oh, that might be Mary Jane.
That's Mary Jane laying back on a bike. That was a variant cover to one of the recent Amazing Spider-Man issues. All of this art is existing. Like, I actually bought a print of that Emma Frost from Greg Horn when we were at Comic-Con. So, I mean, these are pre-existing art that's being reused. But yeah, it's hot women who kick ass. I suppose that's not a terrible thing.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, some of these other calendars, it's different styles of art. Like the Marvel Heroes is, you know, somewhere between comic and almost like a superhero squad type of art. You know, it's a little cartoony.
Well, you can get all of those right now at Mega Calendars if you don't have a kiosk near you, because we're not sure if there will be kiosks because there's no Borders anymore.
Yeah, and they own the kiosk, so who knows what's going to happen.
Now, also online, Justin, you and I recently were talking about how Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the Ultimate Edition, real easy pass, right? Just, we played the original and we felt a little screwed by having paid so much, and forget this, we'll get it used secondhand, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out this is not the same game. This is not your father's Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
What?
They're changing the gameplay, and it's actually, in my opinion, for the better. Maybe they listened to Marvelicious Toys and went, you know, Arnie's right. This game's a little bit too ADD. Why don't we tone it down just a little? Because my big complaint about it was like for hyperactive ADD Asian children.
True that.
And now they're slowing it down a little bit. It's not going to be quite as hyper. There's not going to be quite the seizure-inducing spectacle that we were assaulted with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And the concept of the game was good. The execution and the speed and the hecticness kind of turned me off. The fact that they're slowing it down plus adding a ton of new characters with a ton of new costumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going through right now. And I think they've already sold me. Like, each character now has like 8 alternate costumes. Like Hawkeye, there's 6 or 7 Hawkeyes. And what do we got here? Dr. Fate in page after page of alternate costumes.
You know, if they'd put the Hawkeye Marvel Select in that red and black, I don't think I could have resisted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at this. Doc Strange.
It's calling to me now. It was an easy pass until they started doing all of this. And now I'm like, wow, the game might actually be fun.
All right, we might have to rematch. When is this due out?
November 15th.
Excellent.
So I think I know what Justin and I are doing on Thanksgiving weekend while all of our families get together.
I'm looking forward to being Doctor Strange in his red, black, and blue getup against your team of whoever's.
Ghost Rider, MODOK, and Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins.
Just as long as you're not that damn dog.
Now for Marjorie, there's a new Miss Marvel Totter doll.
No! This thing is freaking scary. These are awful. First of all, Totter doll, it sounds like something your grandma would buy you trying to be cool. Like she gets at the Funducational toy store.
Well, I told our grandmother this is what you wanted for Christmas, was a Miss Marvel Totter doll.
So it
could be like the Barbie.
And I told her you wanted the Justin Bieber doll. I never had Barbies. I had Evel Knievel.
Yeah, try as I might, I just can't give these Totter dolls the time of day.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any research, and this is just, you know, I might be pulling this out of my derriere, but it seems like the market for Totter dolls isn't necessarily the action figure collector. It's more the Barbie collector who got serious and needed more stuff to buy. So now they've expanded that.
But can I ask, why would I spend Hot Toys money on a Totter doll? Because this Ms. Marvel has an MSRP of $150.
It's easy. You've got something wrong with your brain and you need some mental help.
But that's my point. I don't think these are for us. These are for the Barbie collector who's dipping into the world of comic book stuff. Totter has all kinds of weird stuff. They've got Wizard of Oz and Twilight.
And they all look creepy.
They all do. I'm sorry if anybody from Totter listens to our show.
They don't anymore.
Your product.
They stormed out.
The product looks fine. It's just not a product for us.
I never. That's how they say it.
Having looked at it in person at Comic-Con, this has no appeal to me. And when you're talking $150, that's the price of like the Goblin or the Spider-Man Hot Toys.
Well, like I said, I don't know what the market is, but I do know a few years ago, Mattel did Barbies in a series, and they, you know, had, since it's Mattel, they had the DC license, and they did some of the women of DC like this in the Barbie scale. And those end up, I think I saw them at Big Lots at some point, so...
Well, I remember when X-Files was really popular in the 90s, they did Barbie and Ken, Mulder and Scully Barbie dolls. And it was a two-pack, and I could go for that, but that's because it was regular Barbie price. I think you got the two-pack for $40. When you go to $140, now we're talking something else.
Yeah, you better be super articulated.
And by super articulated, do you mean that she should be able to perform sexual favors? Because that's really the only reason I see to spend that much money on that doll.
Yeah, for $140, somebody needs to deliver this doll in that costume to my house and spend 45 minutes.
Yeah, when you said super articulate, all I could think of was ankles behind her head.
Yeah.
We're perverts.
We are. This is going to be our most X-rated show. Like, listen, read her feature list. Lena head sculpt. New 16-inch Tyler bending wrist body with fuller bust, hips, and biceps. Fine quality vinyl and hard plastic. Blue painted
eyes. My plastic's hard now.
Bloom skin tone. Black.
I honestly
boots.
Thought that said bosom skin tone, and I was really confused.
Does she come with any orifices?
No, she's not the femalian doll that we have. Google that one, folks. Not at work.
No.
Now, when we were at Toy Fair, we saw that Diamond continued to distribute the lead figurines series that come out with the magazines coming from Eagle Moss Publications. And Marjorie, I saw one that I'm thinking you may want.
I saw him. He's super cute. It's MODOK. He's not a bad price.
Well, he's only about 2 inches tall, but $35 for a lead figurine, I'm kind of tempted because I know you like MODOK and he is cute. And he comes with a giant MODOK poster, too.
And they'll go on clearance.
Maybe, maybe not.
You know, that does look cool. There's something weird about his haircut.
It's because it's a bowl cut?
No, I mean, he always has a bowl cut.
No, it's actually his hair's too tall.
Yeah.
It makes him look a little like an egghead.
Yeah, that's what makes him mega special, as the poster exclaims.
He's got John Ritter's haircut.
They're doing some cool ones. There was a Firestar one coming out already, and Hydro Man, the Puppet Master, speaking of egg-headed people. You can check all these out at BigBadToyStore.com.
Just don't put them in your mouth. They're made out of lead.
Damn it, I was going to eat it.
But if you do want this, I'll go to our local comic store and support them because it's coming from Diamond Distribution, and he'll be able to order it for us. And he may even give us a better price because we're regulars. And I buy translucent Venom figures once a week.
They have a pretty cool looking Cannonball one there, too. Now, somebody found on eBay, I think, if anything, this just shows there might be life left in the Iron Man Armored Avenger line that has yet to hit retail.
Life left in the line we've never seen.
But somebody uncovered an auction for a Hammer drone, and it just looks like a straight up repaint of, I don't know which one, maybe the Air Force one, the air drone maybe. But it just basically has some yellow highlights and paint to it that I think honestly gives it some character. It looks pretty cool looking at the picture, but I don't feel like I need to knock myself dead trying to track one of those down if they never hit stores.
I like it. Are we sure it's not a custom?
Can we be sure? No, but I don't think that it is. I think it was listed as an actual Armored Avenger.
Okay.
But who knows? It's the internet. It could be a custom. It wasn't listed as a custom, so who knows? I won't lose any sleep if it never comes to be, but it would be kind of cool with the rest of them.
It would be. I like the yellow. I think that the drones just continually got better and more detailed in their paint apps from the first ones we saw all the way up to this one.
Yeah. It just reminds me that we still don't have Final Battle Whiplash. Every time I see a drone that's not Final Battle Whiplash, I just get a little upset. But I think I'll be okay.
Well, speaking of tearing yourself up and possible bootleg customs on eBay, I said I had a bit of a stressful couple of weeks, and imagine being very busy and in the total throes of a touchpad hunt when all of a sudden you see Sideshow and Hot Toys have posted to their Facebook wall, guess what, folks? There's a bootleg Hot Toys Wolverine going around eBay, and It's being passed off as the real thing, comes in a box and everything, but it's lower quality and it's a complete fake.
Yikes.
Now, this wouldn't necessarily bother me so much, except that for Valentine's Day, I happened to buy Marjorie her very first high-end collectible of her very own, a Hot Toys Wolverine.
Yeah, but it looks pretty good, so I wasn't too worried. You panicked. But I think that's because you were the gift giver.
I was the gift giver, and I know what I paid.
Yes.
I was very concerned about this and wondering, did I really get ripped off? And what they posted is that these are coming from a seller in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even remember if I'd bought him from Vietnam. I immediately went and pulled him out and took a look, and I had bought it from a guy in New York. I sent him an email saying, hey, where did you get it? And he said that just some collector came in and sold it to him. He has a shop in New York, and he turned around and put it on eBay and sold it to me. So he didn't really know the origin. I was freaking out. I was photographing the hell out of this, posting photos. Their blog post said, if you're interested in finding out if your Wolverine is a bootleg, feel free to email us at Hot Toys. So I immediately emailed them at Hot Toys, and a week passed and I got no reply. I'm posting pictures to their wall like a freak. I'm sweating it. And here's the worst part is they put three different pictures online of what the bootleg is versus the real one. And I can't tell a difference in the photos. It's like, is that a different tone or is one a little bit in shadow? And we're just seeing a photographic difference. They're showing the two bases. They're showing the box. They're showing his head. And I have no clue what I'm supposed to be looking for on these differences.
Yeah, I mean, even side by side in the photos, I mean, you can see differences in the side by side photos. But what good does that do you when you only have one of them? You know, it's like you have anything to compare to except for a photo that may or may not be lit properly. That would have me worried. The one thing that I would say really stuck out to my eye on the fake one was the eyelashes on the bootleg seemed to be a bit heavy and overdone.
They did say that. The people on the Hot Toys Facebook wall were very friendly, and they were looking at my thing and saying, no, yours looks real because he's not wearing mascara.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
And they say you can tell a difference in the box very easily, but I'm looking at the box and I'm not seeing a difference. I gotta say this, though, and I'm gonna say this right off the bat. If I'm buying what I think is a real one, I'm paying real dollars for it, then I want a real one. But if there's a guy who can create bootlegs so dang close to Hot Toys, I have to give him some props.
They need to hire him.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's impressive here is that they found somebody who's not as good at painting or creating paint apps as the people at Hot Toys to do it for cheaper. Because if that's just one guy doing it, then I don't know. But I mean, obviously he bought one of them, the real one, and then made parts out of it and probably put it on a standard buck. So he's basically just making the head. And if you look at it closely, he's doing an okay job, you know, but that's scary. Too much time and effort to screw people over, I think.
I'm looking at this seller right now on eBay, and it's pretty easy to tell that he's the bootlegger because he currently has six of these on auction right now.
Oh, see, that's a dead ringer right there.
And I think now that the word is out, the price has plummeted because it's looking like they're going for around $100 a piece.
Yep.
Now, I think it's, again, because they came out and said, bootlegs coming from Vietnam. So if you're buying from Vietnam, you're probably now presuming you are getting a bootleg. Whereas there's a guy in Hong Kong, and I don't mean to be xenophobic, but now I'm worried about buying from any foreign country. And there's several from Hong Kong that are in the $600 range. And I'm not sure if I would purchase it because how would you know if it's real?
Well, it goes back to what you've said in the past. I mean, on something like this where it's already gone and sold out, you know, you don't really have a choice. But on newer figures coming out, it's probably just best to go directly through Sideshow to order these.
That's so true. Just this week, I was looking on eBay, and the Iron Man with gantry that we talked about last show was selling on eBay, figure and gantry, for $350, which is Sideshow's price of the gantry alone. And I was talking to Marjorie. I'm like, you know, should I save a couple $100s?
And I said no, because what happened last weekend with my Wolverine? Do you want to go through that? If you buy it from Sideshow, you know it's real and it's worth an extra $100. Couple hundred.
Exactly.
And they stand behind the product. I did just today, within an hour before recording, get an email from Hot Toys. They've requested to see my photographs. They'll validate it. But they said in the email, I found it kind of snarky, we will not provide you any support for anything you buy off eBay. If you want our support, you need to buy it from an authorized reseller. To which I feel like in my reply, I want to say, that's great. Make some more. I can't hop in my time machine, go back, and buy Blade and Wolverine from Sideshow.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, at least they replied to you. You know, I mean, they could take the tact of, well, we're not supporting that product. You didn't get it from us, you know.
Well, this has gotten me to really examine this Hot Toys Wolverine, and I have to say, I do not believe he is a bootleg. Having opened him, even the people on the Hot Toys wall say he's not. But once I got into the details on him, sure, somebody may be able to recast the head, but the details on this figure are bleeping amazing, to quote our old governor of Illinois.
His pants, the detail work on the sewing on his clothes is just amazing. I mean, they're like real jeans. Like, you just can go to the store and buy little tiny jeans that size.
I remember talking about the jeans when we were first talking about this back last year. Those are impressive little jeans. They got double little hem in there and everything.
Yeah, it's got like a cool belt buckle. He's got the Indian head belt buckle to go with it and everything, with a lot of detail.
And I don't know if the zipper works, but it actually has zipper teeth on his jacket. That's an incredible detail.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, I was not able to get the zippers to work, but they have it. I think the zippers might, but I didn't want to force it because they have little tassels for you to grab to move the zipper.
It's impressive.
Let me tell you, the more I photographed him, and Marjorie comes down and sees me taking pictures and goes, take your shirt off. Okay.
I wanted to see, he was so badass in the white tank top and the jeans. So badass.
In the wife beater. Got it.
Yes. Taking notes.
So I take the shirts off Wolverine here, take the coat off, and then take the shirt off. They have given him veins in his biceps to represent his muscle building.
Yikes.
They've made the arms hairy to represent how Wolverine should be, which I have to guess is not standard with this true type body, that they don't normally make them all like Dan Hedaya.
No, and I think I remember when we were looking at this one that they were making a big deal about this being a new style buck specifically made for the Hot Toys Wolverine. So, yeah, I mean, you get what you pay for, especially if you got the real one on something like this. I mean, it looks like the hair on his arms is sculpted in rather than just painted.
The look on his face, again, just looks so much like Hugh Jackman. It's astounding. But all of this was just killing me. And when Marjorie wanted to see under his shirt, I pointed out they actually even gave him a treasure trail.
Yeah, I just wanted to see the lift up or the under the jacket. I did not mean lift up his shirt, but Arnie went ahead and did that anyway. And there was a treasure trail.
But the other thing is, he comes with six hands. The clawed hands are probably my favorite, with the claws out, the steel claws.
They're amazing. They're super shiny.
But in his fist hand that doesn't have the claws, they actually put, and I hope the photo came out, some very subtle detail where it's like you can see the claws under the skin.
Ooh, like they're about ready to poke through, but just not out yet?
Yeah, like when he retracts, they're just below the skin, and the metal kind of barely shows through, looking through the skin.
That's pretty cool.
The other thing, and I cannot see this with my naked eye very well, so I had to take some really high-res photos. His tiny dog tags are stamped, and he has one that says Logan and another that says Wolverine.
Holy crap.
And
I would say after seeing that, I definitely believe you do not have a bootleg.
I don't see how a bootleg could do this. I mean, you got to really blow this picture up to see it. I could tell one said Logan, one said Wolverine. I had to take a 16 megapixel photo before I could tell that it has like his serial numbers on
it. Wow.
There.
That's just amazing.
Jeez.
I thought, honestly, in buying this for you, well, it's Wolverine. Marjorie likes Wolverine, but he's not going to be anywhere close to the Iron Man.
He's just as good.
I just can't believe the detail and every single thing. I look at this doll and I expect it to breathe.
I just want to point out that all those money spent on those silly Spider-Man figures could have gone to another Hot Toys.
That $15 was not going to make a difference. The only thing that I don't kind of like about him is the doll stand. Now, first of all, he did stand just fine without the stand. But obviously, if there was to be, say, an earthquake in New York or California or the Midwest or something, he wouldn't stay very well on his
own. Pretty much anywhere in the country is what you're saying.
Yeah. A little bit of shaking and he'd knock over. But he was poseable enough to stand on his own. The doll stand goes up his crotch.
It does. It fondles. It's like the TSA. It fondles him.
I actually went online to look for pictures to try to figure out where this doll stand should go. And I found some pictures of a sideshow booth from a long time ago. And yeah, the stand just rests between the thighs.
Well, I think you guys better hurry up and finish talking about Hot Toys, because we're getting up about on that time limit where if I hear any more about a Hot Toys, I'm going to get the itching to go spend money on a new Hot Toy. You know, out of sight, out of mind.
My Spider-Man 3 came in, and we'll be reviewing him soon. But
oh my god, the box is going to make you want to buy it. Seriously.
The box alone is enough to make web fluid go everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, if you get that urge, buy from Sideshow, I guess, because I just, all the years I've been collecting high-end collectibles, and in the back of my mind, when I got my very first high-end collectible, the Han Solo and Carbonite, I wondered, could someone have faked this? And over the years, I've thought that was so silly of me. Who would fake this? How would they ever be able to? It's happened. And it's happened with Hot Toys. And I guess if you really feel the itch, maybe you can go buy a bootleg Vietnamese Wolverine for $100. Maybe half the quality.
And just finish painting it myself. You know, maybe I'll go that route. I mean, if you would have told me that you thought you had a fake Wolverine before all this stuff came out about it, I would have called you neurotic and to settle down. But yeah, it's scary to.
I said that. So feel free anytime, Justin, to hop in and just send any random text and say, hey, you're neurotic. Calm down. Maybe it'll work.
They would be very arousing texts. But, you know, I found it funny because we got this Hot Toys Wolverine that Marjorie got for Valentine's Day. And then at Wizard World, Marjorie bought that X-Men 3 Wolverine bust, which I didn't realize it's a gentle giant sculpted product released by Diamond.
Oh, wow.
It's not nearly as good as the Hot Toy.
No.
But then one of our listeners, Mark, who is Darth Cheddar on the forums, sent Marjorie a gift.
He did.
He just happened to have in his house something that somebody who worked at a video store gave him, a collectible resin Wolverine statue from X-Men 2. And it's just about the size of an action figure. On the base, it's about the same height as the Thing from the 3-packs. But I've now realized Marjorie has a high-end collectible of Wolverine from 3 of the 4 X-Men films.
I guess I do, don't I? Huh.
You've got the X2 resin statue from Mark, the X3 bust you bought yourself, and the Wolverine Hot Toy I bought you.
Uh-huh.
That's quite a Wolverine collection you have there. Do we need to go see Real Steel?
No, it's going to suck.
You mean Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, ever since Comic-Con, I have been stalking the PDP website because Marjorie and I thought we were getting some really cool Captain America iPhone 4 cases, when in fact we were getting some very cool Captain America iPod Touch cases.
Yeah, it turns out that the girls handing them out were totally clueless.
Very. And they had sold out of the iPhone 4 Captain America case, of course. They had all the rest, but the Captain America one sold out, so I set up the email notification just like it was an HP touchpad. And what do you know? The email came that they had them in stock and they sold out that day, but I got my order in for one of these Captain America cases with my 20% off coupon and free shipping. It came in. It is a really cool case. I've completely replaced my Spider-Man case with it. It's got a great look to it. It's rubber, so it's a non-skid case. If you have an iPhone 4, it's not going to fall off the table anymore with glass on glass. It's got plenty of room for your buttons so that you don't have to have trouble hitting them. I was having trouble with the Spider-Man case. So this is so good. We've got a couple of the fourth generation iPod Touch Captain America cases that Marvel gave us. We're going to give to a couple lucky listeners. So if you have an iPod Touch 4 and you would like a Captain America shield case for it, just send an email to show@marvelicioustoys.com and listen in our next show coming out mid-September to find out if you won. You have until September 12th to send that email to show@marvelicioustoys.com and say that you want to win the iPod Touch 4 case.
And remember, if you like our show, head on over to iTunes and leave us some positive reviews of the show. That really helps boost our ratings.
If you click the 5-star button, that's good. If you actually spend the time to write a couple sentences as well as the 5-star, that's great. We really appreciate it.
Well, that's about it for this time. So until next time, true collectors,
make mine Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
Yes, we talk about with Herbie and then say darn.
We want to keep it somewhat clean. Are you playing around with the squinky thing?
Yeah,
it stole my money.
It stole your money when you gave him $25
for
it.
Came out his butt.
Hey Marjorie, while we're looking at this, mm-hmm. the megacalendars.com on the same page, at least in the page I'm looking at, has a studs and spurs calendar that you might want to peruse while we're oogling and ogling.
Actually, that's what we're getting you for Christmas.
Don't waste your money. I've got two already.
Oh, dang it. Man. It's between that and the Beagles. I couldn't make up my mind. Or the DiCaprio. That was also third on my list. Arnie got a very strange gift from a car salesman.
A guy comes to our house, a car salesman. He's like, I know you like that Star Trek.
But you knew the guy, though, so yeah, it's not guy. Like
he
some
random,
car
salesman.
It's not a door-to-door car salesman.
No.
He goes to the door, or he comes, he's like, I know you like that Star Trek. I got these at an auction, and I open up the bag, and there's Worf, Data, and Femalian. Strangely enough, I'd seen the movie Femalian, so I knew exactly where this was going.
I've never seen Femalian. You might have to fill me in.
It came with a body oils and a whip and a massager, we'll say.
A Trojan brand massager.
And
It was more advanced than the Trojan one.
Even more surreal was sitting around with my sister and my wife undressing Femalian in disbelief after the car salesman left.
We should also point out he's special.
Yes, he gives us great deals on cars. That's quite a Wolverine collection you have there. Do we need to go see Real Steel?
No, it's going to suck.
You mean Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to suck. It really is. I don't see his chick flicks.
Yeah, that movie, I don't know what the heck's going on with it or why Hugh Jackman decided he needed to be in it.
It's called Somebody's Got a Gay Photo of Him.
And there it is.
There's the triple X rating we were looking for.
I'm telling you, though, Viva Laughlin was the best TV show ever, and they canceled it.
Viva Laughlin?
Yes. It was produced by Hugh Jackman.
And he starred as an evil casino owner.
Yes, but it was a musical TV show where the people just didn't sing the songs. They sang along with the songs.
Kind of like when you're alone in the car with the radio.
It was phenomenal. I cannot stress how wonderful this TV show was and how I busted out laughing within the first 3 seconds and laughed at the entire show. And I'm so mad they canceled it. It was amazing.
Hugh Jackman's introduction was flying in on a helicopter singing Sympathy for the Devil.
Along with Sympathy for the Devil. So somebody
looked at Cop Rocks and decided that it wasn't the format of the show. It was just that maybe the song selection and the location wasn't proper, and they were going to do it right.
You know what? Hey, it worked for Glee, so what do I know?
Why are the males the ones sending arousing texts, not the female in this trio?
Yeah, I don't know. Need to get you guys involved, too.
Well, in a final bit of news this week, I had been stalking that CDC website. That's the Communicative Disease Control site, isn't it? That's not who I meant.
Patiently waiting for my test results, and they just would not post them.
It's the Center for Disease Control. Were you worried about an outbreak? Perhaps tainted salmonella turkey?
I meant PDP. I said CDC. All right, take two.
Well, that's about it for this time. So until next time, true believer. Nope, sorry. We're just going to straight up steal that.